Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What's violating my OSHA guidelines? I'm Robert Evans, the host of Behind the Bastards, the podcast where we tell you everything you don't know about the very worst people in all of history. And today, my guests, Cody Johnston, Katie Stoll.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah. We're here. We're alive. We just recorded Worst Year Ever. Now we're recording this.
We did. And yeah, I made a little very subtle reference to violating OSHA guidelines.
Yeah.
Now, you want to tell us a little bit about the objects that I've assembled on the table here?
We got some English muffins wrapped in twine. We've got a bag of mini bagels.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a machete.
That's the Billy Wayne Davis podcasting mm-hmm. machete.
We got a large mm-hmm. knife.
Yeah, kitchen knife.
And Sophie's got a switchblade.
I gave Sophie my walking around knife.
His everyday knife.
Your standard knife.
And that's not to mention all the various snacks and beverages that are also on this table, but I think these are the items you were referring to.
So this twine wrapped around this entire box of Thomas brand English muffins mm-hmm. With the original Nooks and Crannies.
Nooks and Crannies, thank you.
This is a sling, a shepherd's sling.
Oh.
It's a weapon from the ancient world that a fan of ours, a fan of mine, made very generously, specifically to throw bagels, but we're out of bagels.
Okay.
I threw quite a few of them and did some damage to the other recording room when Sophia was in here and we talked about the Falwell family. One of the things I've learned, one thing I haven't learned about how to use this is how to make anything I throw go in the direction I want it to.
Oh, you don't know how to aim?
That's unimportant.
It appears to be impossible, but I have refused to read the very helpful guidelines mm-hmm. that the creator of this object left me and instead have just been recklessly tossing things into
yeah,
other things.
I think step one, fling.
Mm-hmm, step one thing, fling, yeah. And no other steps.
Step two, watch.
Didn't they advise that you never use it indoors?
Yes. Now, so when I started experimenting with this, and I realized that I couldn't control the direction of it. I also realized that the best thing to do would be to play a little game where I fling packages of bread-based food products at y'all, and you all have large knives to try to knock them out of the air, much like a pinata, but flinging into the air. However, since I can't direct the objects to go where I want them to go, mm-hmm. I figured the safest thing to do would be to arm everyone in the room with
sure.
a different kind of bladed object,
now it's
and
making
then have
sense.
You stand in different areas.
Why do I have the smallest blade?
Well, it's also the best steel.
That counts for a lot. So
that does count for a lot. There's not a lot of, I did not bring enough machetes.
Not all steel can defend you from a bread product.
And I'm sorry.
It's not the size that matters. It's how much steel is there.
The size does matter. Give me the machete.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, I have not decided who gets what. You guys, I feel like whoever gets the machete first gets the machete.
Give me the machete.
Sophie wants the, no. You,
oh, I want to be double armed. Give me the machete.
That's not going to work well.
This is not a democracy.
I mean, are you saying this is not a democracy? Give me the knives.
Whoa!
If it's a knifeocracy,
in between the recording of Worst Year Ever and Behind the Bastards, producer Sophie becomes a Republican.
Things have changed.
She's been radicalized.
Wow.
So we're not going to fling objects around the room with dangerous weapons in everyone's hands quite yet.
Just yet. Okay.
Quite yet.
I didn't really finish.
That's what we call, I don't know what we call that. I'm not aware of other podcasts that do this.
Well, you're the only podcast.
I am.
Worth a toss.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? Have you guys noticed some clowns?
I hate
all
clowns.
Around the internet.
Oh no!
In people's posts and like Twitter profiles of people and like online, people dressing up like clowns at protests.
Yeah, I see some clowns around.
Yeah, you guys noticed the president of the United States shared a video themed after Take On Me that at one point has one of the people he's talking to in clown.
I did not
regalia
see that.
For some strange reason.
I did not. See
yeah,
that
happened too. Today's about why are the clowns all over the place these days?
Which kind of clowns? What variety?
Scariest
of clowns?
All clowns. The clowns?
A couple kinds of clowns, actually. A couple kinds of clowns. So, in our modern era of shiny new fascist movements tromping through the streets in various guises, the kind of folks who don't like fascism have found themselves at a bit of a crossroads. At one end are the Black Bloc, the Antifa, who have become the boogeymen and women of breathless TV anchors. These people say fascists need to be outnumbered, overwhelmed, and sometimes even confronted with physical violence in order to force them off the streets. And on the other end of things, you have folks who believe the best action is no action. If we ignore the fascists, they'll go away, and confronting them in the street only earns them sympathy. Most in the activist community tend to land in the middle, advocating a diversity of tactics. And for years, one of the most prominent tactics was clown-based mockery. And we're going on a little bit of a journey for this one, so I hope you're all excited.
Hong Kong.
I'm buckled
Hong
Kong. In.
The history of clowns as organized parts of activism goes back at least as far as 2003, when a small group in the UK formed the Clandestine Insurgent Rebel Clown Army, or CIRCA. They trained cadres of clowns who would show up at the front lines of protests and confront riot police with seltzer water, honking red noses, and that one weird scarf trick clowns do, I presume. Now, their purpose was mostly to boost the spirits of activists dealing with police violence, washing mace out of their eyes, and cringing away from truncheons and such. At their height, CIRCA had around 150 professional clowns in Edinburgh, Scotland alone. And cadres were formed in other cities in Europe and the United States. So that's cool.
Cool.
Right, that's
cool.
Sounds nice.
Still hate clowns.
Still hate clowns.
I'm on the fence.
More or less okay with those clowns. You might say that a guy like Vermin Supreme today is kind of like the modern incarnation of that attitude towards clowning at protests, where it exists to kind of de-stress everybody, de-escalate things, distract people.
Yeah. Well, there's a sense of de-escalating and sort of like making like this is a silly time
we can have some fun with it,
right?
Yeah.
But also the thing fascists hate the most is being mocked and not taken seriously. They hate it.
We're gonna get to that,
thank goodness.
Yeah it's a I think it's a complicated issue to discuss. We'll touch on that. Now, in 2005, the National Socialist Movement decided to hold a parade on the Capitol steps of Olympia, Washington. It was to be your standard Nazi affair, a dozen-ish guys in uniforms waving flags trying to trigger people. The ostensible goal of the march was recruitment, which the group could sorely use. A year or so later, the National Socialist Movement would barely be able to scrape together 80 people from across the entire United States. So, according to the Seattle Times, instead of shouting or worse, attacking, protesters dressed up as Nazi clowns to mimic the rally. Ever see a Nazi clown goose stepping? It was like springtime for Hitler. David Neuert, a journalist covering fascism since forever, says after a time, onlookers seemed to forget about the deflated white nationalists entirely. That was the most striking defeat I've ever seen dealt to neo-Nazis. And Neuert still kind of holds to this line. That's the most effective way that you can confront these people in the streets.
That's pretty good.
In 2007, a group of fascists calling themselves Vinlanders decided to hold a march in Knoxville, Tennessee. they were confronted by a clown block made up of members of the group Anti-Racist Action, or ARA. Again, the clowns pantomime Nazi salutes and goose-stepping, basically holding their own clown-themed version of the rally. When the Nazis chanted white power, the clown shouted back, white flower, and then threw fistfuls of flour in the air. That's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, I bet they were so mad.
I bet they were. All this pissed off Alex Linder, the rally organizer, so much that he charged at the clowns and attempted to assault them. He was arrested by Knoxville police immediately. Again, the clowns dealt a startling blow to roughly a dozen Nazis. So that's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm coming around on these clowns.
Yeah, make them look silly, mm-hmm. make them angry, trigger them, and then they do the violence, and then they get, yeah.
Speaking of triggered, I can see that Sophie and Katie are passing notes, and I don't know what's happening.
Katie just gave me a really cool sticker.
I gave her a sticker. Sorry.
I feel like somebody's trying to take my throwing sling away.
No.
She gave me an even more new sticker, which you can also buy on TeePublic.
She asked for one, so I brought it, and I didn't want to give it to her before I forgot. I was listening.
Okay.
He's cradling his nooks and crannies right now.
He's cradling the sling.
Wrapped in the sling, yeah.
I didn't mean to offend you.
Nobody's taking your sling today. You can use it as much as you want, buddy.
All right, well, when the police come later, I'm going to tell them you said I could use it as much as I want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll vouch for you.
Thank you. We've got it recorded.
Do crimes save lives?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the National Socialist Movement again held a rally, this time in Charlotte, North Carolina. It drew about 50 supporters, making it one of the more sizable gatherings in the group's history. Several hundred clowns showed up to counter-protest, outnumbering the Nazis 5-1 by some accounts. Jeez. Again, they tossed white flour in response to Nazi chants of white power. Mm. This counter-protest was organized by the Latin American Coalición. Their youth coordinator, Lacey Williams, said this to WCNC. The message from us is, you look silly, we're dressed like clowns, and you're the ones that look funny.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Not inaccurate.
In January 2017, more than 500 Swedish Nazis from the Nordic Resistance Movement held a rally in the city of Falun on International Labor Day. They were confronted by the activist group We Are Dalarna, many of whom showed up, yet again, dressed as clowns. Ivan Midjic, a representative of the counter-protesters, told Radio Sweden that he had come to believe humor was the most potent weapon against fascist extremists. Angry people, they know how to meet anger, they know how to meet hate and violence, but they don't know how to meet humor. We could see they were very troubled by having us there. Now, Midget said that his clown rally was directly inspired by the ongoing activism of clown cadres in Finland, who had shown up in clown block to counter the anti-immigrant group Soldiers of Odin for years. By 2017, the idea of confronting fascists with clowns was rather popular with activists all over the globe. From an optic standpoint, this sort of activism was certainly successful. Mainstream news sources were markedly more positive towards activists who dressed as clowns rather than in black, even when the activists dressed in black didn't do anything. Now, Justin Bates is from Charlottesville, Virginia. In the wake of the 2017 rally that killed Heather Heyer, or in which Heather Heyer was murdered by a Nazi, he started to get racist robocalls from Scott Rhodes of Idaho. You guys remember Scott Rhodes, Road to Power?
Yeah.
We talked about him during the midterms. Yeah, I do. Fun guy.
I love when these colorful characters come pop back. Up again. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like in Frasier when somebody from Cheers would come in once a season.
Love that. It's comforting.
It's comforting.
The American fascist cinematic universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just and popping in.
Everybody's Woody Harrelson.
I'd watch that.
So he starts getting these robocalls, these very racist, very anti-Semitic robocalls from Scott Rhodes of Idaho. Now, Bates decided to counter this by organizing an event where people would dress as clowns and play accordions outside Rhodes' home. Quote, he targeted my hometown, so I said, okay, if he wants to use his First Amendment rights to spread his ridiculousness, then I'll use my First Amendment rights to spread my own ridiculousness. And you know what? Why not do it in front of his house for as long as possible? Because if he's going to torment my friends and neighbors and their homes and businesses with his stupid shit, if he wants to get into a stupid shit competition, I'll win that every day.
That's a choice quote.
It's a good quote. It's a good quote. It just says stupid expletive, but I think it's pretty obvious he was saying stupid shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's real good.
Now, that does sound like a fun idea. And unfortunately, I've actually found no evidence that Scott ever made this happen. If somebody does find it, I would love to be corrected on that. But what's interesting to me is that all the coverage at the time focused on the idea in a video he made of like a clown. Bates announced in 2008 18 that he'd planned to do this next spring, but as far as I'm aware, nothing happened this spring. Okay. Nonetheless, it's interesting to me how much media attention he received for this idea that didn't actually happen versus how much media attention is received by a lot of rallies mm-hmm. from activists I've seen who've like gotten hundreds or even thousands of people to show up yeah. and how like nobody cares about it. Here's a short list of the sites that covered Bates's not a clown stunt.
That didn't happen.
FloridaPolitics.com. UKnews.yahoo, Spokesman.com, Blavity, Huffington Post, Bonner County Daily Bee, Newsweek, and KHQ. All of those people covered it with like man's response to neo-Nazi robocaller. Send clowns. That's Newsweek. A Virginia man found a hilarious way to troll a racist robocaller. Like the it got a lot of coverage. Nothing yeah. ever happened. Weird, interesting
that is
to
weird.
Me.
Yeah.
Maybe a sign though that it actually is a good tactic if there's more follow through because the media seems interested in
covering
it.
Yeah, it's a story that they can latch onto.
Yeah,
and they're not gonna fall into the trap that they always do
yeah.
with the false equivalences and things like that. It's just like, no, here's just what's going on. Not like they're not making a judgment really.
Yeah.
About whether or not someone should protest outside somebody's house.
Yeah, or whether or not one side is just as dangerous as the other because
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. They're just very straightforward, supportive of the silly thing
yeah.
as opposed to framing it like it's a serious right. issue. And because if it's a serious thing,
dangerous,
then you have to be like, well,
yeah.
So what are they both saying? Are they both the same? Is one violent? Yeah. One, you know,
yeah.
it's all nonsense.
Yeah. Interesting lessons there.
Yeah.
Now, it's hard for me to judge the actual efficacy of the tactic of confronting Nazis with clowns, because for one thing, it does not seem to actually dissuade Nazis from continuing to march. In May of 2018, the Nordic Resistance Movement marched again in Ludvika, Sweden, again with around 500 people. Clowns Against Racism rallied against them, and they drew more activists than ever to show up in Clown Block, which proved to be a problem, because for the first time, the clowns drew in enough numbers that they had to have a permit to march, and since they hadn't gotten a permit, the police reported the organizer for contravening the law on public order. But again, these guys kept marching after being confronted mm-hmm. by clowns.
So right,
if you're trying to make the case of how to stop them, kind of got a long road to go there.
Yeah.
Even though there's some evidence that it can be very effective and can trigger them to, you know, make a bad optics decision, as happened in Olympia.
Right. It seems to be like effective in certain ways, but
yeah.
not like.
But not in the main way.
It's not yeah. a silver bullet.
They aren't scared of clowns like I am.
Yeah, they're not Katie.
Well, they aren't me.
And
yeah.
if they were Katie, they wouldn't be Nazis.
They wouldn't exactly.
There wouldn't be a problem.
Quite a catch.
Yeah, something to that. Mm-hmm. Just like they know how to. They know how to deal with anger because that's where so much of them comes from.
Yeah.
And they know, like, oh, if I'm triggering you, then I'm going to stay calm and I'm going to be like, mm-hmm. well, what, everyone's racist, you know, just because I say this. And they know how to handle that, but they really, it doesn't stop them. But
it
they
doesn't
don't know,
stop.
They don't, but they don't handle it very well.
Yeah. Now, direr than all of that is the fact that in recent months, Nazis themselves seem to have found a way to adopt aspects of this tactic mm-hmm. for themselves.
Oh, good.
And this brings me, rather unfortunately, to the Honkler meme. Mm.
Honkler?
Honkler, yeah.
Honk, honk.
Yeah, that's literally, yeah.
That's what honk, he says. Honk. That's what it is.
If you spend a lot of time on Twitter or
Don't.
Reddit or any of the other foul corners of the internet,
you log off and yeah, just like.
Burn your computer, yeah. walk outside, pet a cat. Mm. But if you spend time on those places, you've probably run across strange images of a green frog dressed as a clown. Mm-hmm. It's a Pepe. Mm-hmm. This is Honkler. He's essentially a Pepe meme in clown face. I'm going to quote now from an article by Jared Holt from Right Wing Watch. Online personalities in far-right and white nationalist online circles are attempting to attribute racism and anti-Semitism to an image of a cartoon character Pepe the Frog depicted poorly drawn and as a clown, and that effort has gained notable traction in recent months. Far-right proponents want the broader internet to believe the character directly represents their worldview, but the situation in the whole represents an attitude shift in far-right circles online, and a slow inching forward even towards more radical elements of the movement. Now, that might sound a little bit weird, but the more radical view is a sort of hardcore nihilism that's currently sweeping the ranks mm-hmm. of very online fascists. Mm-hmm. See, they were pretty optimistic for the first couple of years of Donald Trump's election, thinking that he was going to do all of the Nazi shit they'd mm-hmm. wanted right. him to do, but he only did some of it.
Not enough. Not quite
not
enough.
Nearly enough.
Not being explicit about it either. He's still, yeah.
And their lives still suck.
right.
which is a problem for them.
Yeah.
So a lot of these guys have begun to lose hope of ever instituting the murderous ethnostate they so desire.
Good.
And so all of these clown references are a reference to the fact that they believe modern society is a clown world, where races intermix and genetically superior specimens like themselves go tragically unfucked. Jeez. And that yeah. means the world is clowny.
Yeah, it's a circus, it's a clown show, and if we keep the clown world going, it'll, what is it, piss earth is another term they
yeah,
use.
Piss earth, yeah. yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. You know what's not piss earth?
What?
Oh, I bet I do. I bet.
Fuck, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of what it is.
Products!
No.
And services. Mm. Sophie's getting ready with the knife. And I think that has just prompted me to, when we come back, finally toss these crannies and nooks before we get on with the story. Then. Look, the machete's up and for grabs. People just grab the weapons they are. Products! The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/behind. That's mintmobile.com/behind. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/behind. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And there's an arms race going on at the table.
I couldn't stand up.
Everybody got to arm themselves. Get something to hit these nooks and crannies. Thomas is out of the air. I don't know what direction they're going to go in.
One weapon is for me. One is for Anderson. She has no thumbs, so I'm holding it for her.
Katie?
I got this stapler.
Okay. Grab Cody, grab the knife blade first.
That's
I'm bending down.
You're good. You just keep that away from my
face. All right. I'm just gonna wind up and sling myself. It.
I'm like very sad that this is happening.
It went backwards.
Went literally behind him. It went.
Someone
it went
needs to be behind me
as
too.
He was winding up.
It went
up.
The most opposite direction. It possibly
I need to be
could.
The safe way to do
oh,
this.
Oh, you're not done.
Is there needs to be someone behind me? I need to be surrounded in a forest of knives so that I can all throw right. this safely.
All right.
No, Cody. Cody, don't be the sacrificial lamb.
I mean, he can't do it a second time, right?
Cody, we need you for worst year ever.
There's no way to know how this is going to go.
It'll be okay.
I'm going to throw it. All right, now I think the way to do this is to swing it above my head and...
Yeah!
Oh, it went sideways very violently.
Getting there. We're getting closer.
Are we not done?
Let's try this again in the next ad break.
Somebody has to hit it with a blade.
I'll volunteer
while
tribute.
It's midair. Well, this is very embarrassing.
I thought it was lovely.
I kind of wish, Daniel, did you get that on video?
Video?
Yeah.
I was protecting myself.
Sophie, this is a podcast.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, it's audio.
Is it your first day?
Thank you, Cody. Thank you, Katie, for not being a trash white man mansplaining podcasting.
You're saying it's audio related. It's no visual element, okay? Hang on.
Okay. Five stars. No notes.
So, like all good memes, the Honkler and Clown World memes evolved in a decentralized fashion. The website Know Your Meme has tracked its entire evolution, and I'm going to quote from them now. In February 2019, racist and anti-Semitic variations of the character named Honkler began appearing on 4chan's poll image board. Additionally, the character is associated with the term honk pill, which is often described as an absurdist alternative to black pill nihilism, allowing a person to appreciate the humor in an absurd universe, interpreting existence as a cosmic joke.
Okay.
Take the honk pill. Everything's a pill these days with the far
it's
right.
All
yeah.
pill.
I'm just
God.
I don't want to take any more pills.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like just,
take some Soma
just
and
like
chill
too
out.
Medicated. Isn't that a pill?
It is a great pill.
Yeah.
Someone should go back in time to the Wachowski sisters and be like, don't make it a pill.
Don't do it.
Don't make it a pill. I know this is a fine from a narrative standpoint in 1999, but we're all going to regret it.
Right.
Yeah.
Be like instead of a pill, like an enema?
Yeah, an enema.
Yeah.
Take the red enema.
Take the red enema or the blue enema.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, you've been honk enema.
God, I am...
just be honked. You've been honked.
I am so ready for when deepfakes allow us to replace that scene in The Matrix with Keanu Reeves getting an enema. The actual Honkler image was first posted on 4chan that January with the message, "What emotion does this image evoke from you?" Almost immediately, users hit upon the idea of using the meme as yet another dog whistle to signal national socialist beliefs. So this is you can see, this is Honkler.
Oh, there he is.
I'm sure you've seen this guy floating around Twitter. Yeah. So the guy says that, and then one of the first responses is someone saying, "Honk honk equals HH. Heil Hitler." Mm. If you honk, you're a honky, taking back the rainbow, mocking the parentheses that means something is Jewish, clown world. Clown world inside us to say the clown world is created by the Jews.
Yeah.
And then somebody quoted that and said, "Why honk honk is the next okay sign." And then someone else said, "Taking back the rainbow, brother, doesn't belong to faggy sodomites and trans freaks. Honk honkler." And they have a picture of Honkler with the rainbow wig on in front of a gas chamber.
Oh, look at him.
Classic.
Yeah. So that happened very quickly.
Yeah.
They really
jumped on that.
Yeah, they really were like, yeah, let's turn this into another Nazi dog whistle.
I know how to do that.
This
all
is
right.
literally the only thing we do anymore on the internet.
Right,
yeah, is make things Nazi that
I
didn't need to be.
I do not have to clear my schedule. Let's do this.
I have nothing else going on. On February 11th, users on 4chan's poll board launched Operation Honk with the goal of spreading the Honkler meme across the internet. Their goal was to get it into general circulation and hopefully convince normies to start spreading it around without any idea as to its origin. From one of their posts, "They will adopt our child and post Honkler on social media under mainstream memes already in circulation. There will come a time when we must take him back. Whether of the honk or not, we must perpetuate this meme to show the world our ideas."
So stupid.
So dumb.
Huge dorks.
Whether of
but
the
yet,
honk or not.
All these
get
mass
out of
shootings.
Here.
Yeah. Very frustrating that we have to care about this.
Yeah.
I would love to ignore these people.
Really? That would be great if you didn't. If they weren't a concern.
If a detectable fraction of them didn't shoot up random Walmarts, it would be nice to ignore them.
And like talk to each other.
And talk to each other and try to get each other to shoot up Walmarts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. A honk Facebook page was quickly created, and the meme rapidly spread outside the confines of the chans and into the wide world of other incredibly shitty people. One of those people was noted actor James Woods.
Really?
Celebrated actor James Woods. On April 8th, he posted this little gem to his Facebook page. Now, what is that? What is that? What does that look like to y'all?
Wait, which?
The bottom one.
Well, looks like Honkler.
It is Honkler. Was
in front of a African-American lady.
That's not quite all of the subtext. Do you recognize what that image is based off of, Katie?
No,
it's a picture
I don't.
Of Honkler in a car mugging towards the camera.
Yeah.
And it's basically just traced over a drawing of the Christchurch shooter in his car. That's what it is. It's the Christchurch shooter. It's Brenton Tarrant as Honkler in front of a YouTube personality.
I did not get that at all. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. That's James Woods sharing a Honkler meme of the Christchurch mass shooter.
Do you think he knew that it was Christchurch shooter?
Hard to say, because like you guys didn't. That's part of why I wanted to show it to you.
It wasn't like, an instant. Like I was like, oh yeah, it's the car it's that image that we know.
It's strange to think of sharing something, but yeah, I guess.
I have no idea if Woods knew, like he knew what the clown world, because the clown world's taken on two meanings. Both of them are that the world's fundamentally absurd because of all this multiculturalism bullshit.
Right, right.
But the two different ways of taking that is the like not explicitly Nazi way is that like, well, these SJWs and these liberals are just so absurd with what they think the world should be. And it's a clown world because of that. And then on the explicitly Nazi side, it's the Jews are the ones making it be that way. And that's why it's
It's always that like that little leap you need to make.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen even like, we don't want to talk about Tim Pool a lot.
But
like he's done videos where he's like, people say the Honkler thing is like about Nazis and stuff, but it's actually not. It's just because the world is so nuts. And it's like, you're helping.
Nope. Yeah.
You're helping there, buddy.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I don't believe that James Woods is, as 4chaners would say, Jew-pilled.
Right.
Which I don't think he understands entirely what he's saying.
Yeah. He probably doesn't. He's old.
He's old and not smart.
And it's like internet stuff. Like
it's internet
hard for,
stuff.
Like, but why to parse is he sharing that kind of thing.
Someone probably told him it's a conservative thing, and he was like, well, okay. And what specifically why he posted it, he was declaring war with hashtag clown lady. And the clown lady in the picture, the woman who the Tarrant clown is looking at, is a YouTuber named Lil Lunchbox. And she provoked the ire of the right wing when she complained about the Honkler meme and particularly complained about the appropriation of rainbow imagery by the right. She said, "I'm ready to go to motherfucking CL war, clown war, over this. You are not going to take a symbol of happiness and acceptance and multiculturalism and turn it into something racist and antiseptic and homophobic." I think she meant anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And transphobic. So that's like,
and that's the reaction they wanted.
That's the reaction they wanted. And James Woods is declaring war on her in this. But then his responses got really weird because, like, Woods spent the rest of the day, like, watching more of her footage. And, like, it seems like he actually seriously did start to enjoy her stuff. And then he started posting positive things about her. She's my new favorite person on Twitter. I mean, she's certainly committed to her position about things. She's willing to go to war. I like her. I'm not kidding. I mean, there's the clown stuff and the not-so-liberal stuff, but she's likable. I don't know why. I'm still smiling. I started out making fun of her video, but now I'm really curious about her. So,
I mean, that's charming to me.
He also might just have been backtracking, but someone was like, oh, you spread terrorist propaganda,
right,
dude.
Right.
And he was like, ah, fuck.
I like her.
I mean, you could delete it.
It's the libs, but like, yeah.
Now, I was lurking on 8chan the same day this happened, and so I was able to watch them react to this because they had created the original image that then got chopped up of Tarrant as Honkler. Right. Like, that started on 8chan's poll board.
That's where that's going
to
come from.
So they were very excited to see someone as relatively mainstream as James Woods share it. And they immediately then started taking pictures of Little Lunchbox's face and photoshopping her with green skin and a rainbow clown wig and turning her into a Honkler, which is just sort of the way the internet works when it does stuff like that. But I will say, I don't think James Woods quite knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's what happened. It's like their goal.
Exactly.
He's not looking at this and going, oh, the terrorist and Hitler stuff.
It's like,
he's going, oh yeah, these clowns. It is clowns.
It's like when Donald Trump retweeted that 8chan meme of Hillary Clinton with a Star of David on it. That's the most, it was like, he didn't think that was a Star of David.
No,
he just said, oh, someone else hates Hillary. Fuck yeah.
Right.
He didn't take that much time to have thought about it.
It's the fact that you are so connected to these communities that's the concern. It's that, like, how did you see this racist thing, and why did you connect to it and retweet it? Like, James Woods has some access to and relationship with people who are sharing these Nazi things. He's just not going, oh yeah, they're Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their goal. It's upsetting.
It's not great. It's not the way I would prefer things work in national politics. But here we are.
Any secret Nazis tricking famous people into sharing their
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be good if that didn't happen.
And famous people reacting to it by generally saying, well, I guess I'll defend Nazis now rather than admit that I got tricked.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's humans.
Great. I really love 2019.
Yeah, pretending that it's not a problem and that there's nothing nothing going on and there isn't a community of people that actively do this on purpose.
It makes me think 2020 might just be a pretty good year.
Comparatively?
Ever.
The least best year of all of them.
That seems negative.
Cody. Ever.
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 Welcome to the okay. not the yep. best of the
yep, yep, yep.
You know how it goes.
Everything's so smart.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what was going on with James Woods, and I won't pretend to. But I do know that the shit posters on 8chan took to honkler memes like a duck takes to racism. When I started writing this episode, I looked through my giant document of saved 8chan posts, and the first honkler meme I found on there was from April 8th, which was, again, the same day that James Woods made that post, although I think it happened earlier than that, and I just didn't choose to save those images. But here's an example of one of the more baffling versions of this meme that I really don't even know what's trying to be conveyed there. It's clearly based off The Shining.
You've got, an axe coming through a bathroom where a woman is half-dressed, and then the honkler's little face peering through the wall.
Oh, she's dressed all sexy.
Yeah. There might be some incel shit there. It's really hard to say.
White blonde lady. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea what the message of that is even supposed to be.
I guess is peeping Tom kind moon? Of thing. I don't know.
Islam thing going on there?
No, I doubt it. There's dildos on the shelf, though, so I bet they'd call her a Stacy or something.
Right, like there's some mixed messaging there, it seems. Yeah. Going on. It's unclear.
Or maybe they're just saying we're going to kill women who like dildos.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just women.
Just right,
we resent the women.
You know what doesn't kill the women?
What?
The products that support this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I hope.
Yep.
They don't. Good.
We vet all of our products. Daniel's saying this is a good idea.
Well, I feel safe.
Thank you.
I'm going to buy them now. I thought they were going to harm women, but now
Sophie's
I know
picking
they're
up
not.
Her knife.
Yeah, everybody should get their knives ready because as soon as we come us. Back from the break, it's knives. Going down.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Time to get my stapler out.
Products!
I'm going to fix this.
The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, only in theaters May 17th.
Well, we're back, and because we're coming back from a break, I'm going to attempt to properly fling the thing with the sling in enough of a direction that somebody with a weapon is able to hit them out of the air and make these now rather crumbled English muffins burst like a piñata filled with gluten. A glutenyada.
All right. I'm going to call my shot for... Cut!
Aww.
But at least it stayed in the sling.
Yeah. No, you're getting better. It went to where it was the second time.
Is it supposed to stay in the sling?
Not eventually, but initially.
Sure.
Long enough to build up.
Yes! Whoa!
I ducked. That was too fast.
If you did not duck... That might have got you square in the face.
There's truly no way that I could have defended myself from that.
I mean, ducking—that counts as defense.
Well, right. If I had
ducking
ducked.
Is a manner
Robert,
of defense.
Robert, say sorry to Katie for almost killing her.
Katie, I'm sorry for almost killing you.
Thank you.
I was trying to
honestly,
hit Sophie.
Katie, I don't have any choice but to accept your apology.
Here's the machete. I think you need it more than I do now.
See, if the machete had been there, you could have hit the bagels. Will you toss
or
those back to me,
I would have hurt myself with the machete when I ducked.
No, you would have saved it. You would have cut them in half. We were like, oh, it's amazing.
How much equipment got damaged? Not no, enough.
They're mushed up.
Daniel said not enough.
No, that's not what I said.
Robert, you're still employed. Good job.
Well, we'll have to change that.
Oh, God. Tossing papers doesn't have quite the oomph.
I love tossing. I'm just a toss fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tosser.
For fuck's sake, Robert.
I don't know what that means, but British people say
it. You're
I think it has something to do with
go
oral
swivel,
sex.
Go swivel, you tosser.
Oh.
And then you do like a reverse peace sign.
Oh, like because that's the British one. Yeah, for the butt.
You tosser.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was something else.
I mean, it might be about analingus. Is that what you're referring to?
I don't know.
Either way.
No. It means somebody with a tendency to show off or brag in an excessive and embarrassing way.
Well, there you go.
Because
I bragged about my tossing.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Oh, you're a tosser about your tossing.
Oh, boy. I hope nobody relies on these English muffins for breakfast.
You're fine.
Oh, good.
Are you going to put them back?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to waste food.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you for praising me.
You're good.
I love being praised. The Honkler meme quickly generalized into the Clown World meme, which we talked about a little bit earlier, but it started with the Honkler and then turned into the broader Clown World thing. Memes are confusing. Clown World obviously involves references to clowns aimed at making the point that our modern world is social justice and treating women like people is fundamentally absurd. This actually has its origins back before the Honkler meme. So this is one of the things that's confusing about this.
No,
just the Clown World to refer to that. Yeah. I found Clown World references on archived Discord conversations between fascists as early as 2017, which is well before the start of the Honkler meme. Although it seems to have just been a term they were using rather than sort of a meme in and of itself.
Right.
So I'm going to read a little conversation from the Vibrant Diversity chat room, which was frequented by many of the people who marched and organized the bloody 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville.
A lot of those people do terrorism.
Sure. Weird that a lot of those people wind up doing terrorism.
A lot of them.
A statistically significant number of them have done a terrorism or
like
two.
Like every couple months you see a terrorism done or like a suspected terrorism done and you're like, that person looks familiar. Oh, here they are marching literally next to this other terrorist.
Here they are marching right next to this terrorist.
Yeah.
Cool.
Quite something.
So these posts came after a long discussion about whether or not transgender people should be able to serve in the military.
Of course it did.
Very woke takes.
I bet they take a lot of things into consideration.
Horatio Carey. Honestly, putting trannies on the front line is cruel. Camp and Carl. To the enemy, Horatio Carey. LOL. Vanguard. Seriously, they should be put in frontline service. Horatio Carey. Cannon fodder. Camp and Carl.
I hate it.
Just don't waste any armor or weapons on them. Horatio Carey. Tranny Corps. Northern _ Confederate. LOL, such clown world. Thankfully, our president, all caps and ARE, has a simple solution to trannies. No. So that's good. That's good.
That was unpleasant to listen to.
It really was.
That's the first reference I can find to Clown World in like one of those really clear discussions.
Yeah.
That's maybe cool.
Earlier
I hate it.
Thank you for hating it. Mm-hmm. It is.
Good job, Robert.
Yeah.
Yay. As is usually the case, the Clown World and Honkler memes quickly traveled from the most extreme corners of the internet to more mainstream Nazis.
What?
Oh, really? Get out of town. Get out of town.
Nazis.
Get Nazis out
please.
Of town.
Get out, of, get out of town.
Hey, Nazis, get out
Go
of town.
Go on, get.
But then if somebody gets hit when you're telling Nazis to get out of town, you'll be declared domestic terrorist.
That is true. It's the same.
I love our system.
It's helpful. It's good.
It has no flaws. I'm going to read from Right Wing Watch again.
Great.
Honkler and Clown World memes were recently incorporated into Goy Talk, a new but growing web-based white nationalist podcast. The show's hosts advocate white nationalism in a detached way and embody the same increasingly nihilistic attitude among the white nationalist and white supremacist movements in the United States, conveyed in the repetition of the word Clown World. Goy Talk hosts express racist and anti-Semitic views as a staple of their programming, with guests that include David Duke, Christopher Cantwell, and Patrick Little. Nevertheless, they are ultimately nihilistic about the state of the world and their ability to change it without mass organized action, reminiscent of the violent writings of James Mason in his book Siege.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I always feel bad. I know a lovely Chris Cantwell who's a wonderful director. And whenever
that's an
I hear
unfortunate
these
name
things,
to have
it
at this point.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Halt and Catch Fire.
A lot of great sketch comedy back in the day, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's
unfortunate.
It's ironic that the good Chris Cantwell directed Halt and Catch Fire because the bad Chris Cantwell. I would not have a problem if he were to halt
and catch fire. There it is.
Nailed it. Beautiful. Mm. So guys like Christopher Cantwell and David Duke are fundamentally different parts of the fascist media ecosystem from, say, the guys on 4chan. And the fact that folks associated with them had latched onto the Honkler meme is evidence that it had essentially spread to the uncool sections of the Nazi right by this point, by kind of like the middle of this year, first quarter of this year, the end of that quarter. So my guess is that the chanters behind Honkler probably reacted to this in the same way we all did when our parents first got onto Facebook and started spreading Minions memes. Like, this is kind of that for Nazis.
Right.
And they're like, David Duke's in on it now.
Yeah,
we got to find a new thing to be Nazis about.
The crying Nazis doing it now.
Yeah, so the crying Nazis doing it now. Fuck. Yeah.
Here's a note.
Yeah.
You're all fucking dorks. You're not cool. Stop it. You're as cool as David Duke.
That's your note for the Nazis?
That's my note for the Nazis.
Well, I'll let the Nazis know.
You were really directing that directly at
the Nazis.
Robert
I made direct eye contact with Robert.
I will let the Nazis know.
Please let them know.
Yeah. It is now filtered, the it being the Honkler meme, has now filtered thoroughly out of the weird right-wing internet and into the streets. I'm not precisely sure when the first fascist demonstrators started marching in clown gear. The first time I saw it was in May of 2019, when Joey Gibson of Patriot Prayer held a rally in Albany, New York, with a tiny gaggle of Proud Boys. Now, this was an away game for Joey, who usually marches in Portland and Seattle, and it was a huge flop. Nobody even showed up to counter-protest him. Only one journalist showed up to write about it, and the whole event was forgotten, basically as soon as it happened. The only noteworthy part of this rally was the fact that several Proud Boys showed up in clown face. And guys, I will include some of these pictures on the site.
Oh, good.
You do owe it to yourself. There's been some sad clowns in the past.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a thing that is regularly done. This guy here is the saddest clown.
Oh, you're a sad clown.
Your pity's warring with your disgust, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like taking an antacid after drinking a bunch of acid.
Is this the one I think it is?
I don't know. Is it?
No, this is a different one.
Yeah. Isn't that one good? He just looks so dejected.
Oh,
it's like the Snoopy music is playing.
Oh, yeah. He's
or Charlie
down.
Brown.
Yeah, somebody pulled a fucking football out from under that kid's clown shoe.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting one. I got another one. It's a delicious treat.
There's some great ones. There's some really great ones. Now, a month or so later, the Clown World meme reached what I have to suspect will be its saddest form, perhaps its apotheosis. Alex Jones featured it on InfoWars. Now,
cool.
Jones has a long history of pulling content from 4chan and 8chan, mainly in the form of conspiracy theories and the very dumbest of memes. This time, he appropriated the term Clown World, which again was first coined by literal Nazis to describe the nihilistic rage they felt at their inability to stop people from race mixing or accepting LGBT people. Jones, however, used it for his special coverage of the Democratic debates. InfoWars.com presents Clown World, the greatest comedy show on earth. The promotional graphic features all the Democratic candidates in crudely photoshopped clown face. Elizabeth Warren also wears a Native American headdress. Bernie Sanders is a mime. Joe Biden is, for some reason, done up as Jack Nicholson's version of the Joker.
What?
I really don't understand. Uh-huh. Like, they're all different types of clowns.
Oh, this is bizarre. Yeah.
Like, Elizabeth Warren, okay, obviously, that's the one thing right-wing pundit hits her for.
Cory Booker's is the most terrifying.
I get Sanders from mime because he's the oldest of them. So like, yeah, you have to be the old timeiest clown. Why is Joe Biden Jack Nicholson's Joker?
It's so weird.
Because he carries an absurdly long handgun that he uses to shoot the bat plane out of the air?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Does he?
Did he?
Is it his teeth? Oh, that actually.
It probably is his teeth.
You know what? Points to Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Well, he also fell in that vat of acid.
And Joe Biden's eye exploded that one time.
Exactly.
But this is before that, right?
From the acid.
This is before that. So, yeah. This is before Biden's eye exploded.
The night before? Oh, no. That was later.
No. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Very cool. Check out the podcast Knowledge Fight if you want some coverage of Jones's Clown World show. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it wasn't good because he's bad.
Right. Jones is corny. And
yeah, and he's not even fun anymore because so many people are threatening to actively suing him that he can't even be that fun.
Yeah, he's really trying to tone it down.
Trying.
Because he realizes, oh, I guess I can get sued for
I guess all I'm the being abhorrent. Sued.
Yeah, I guess I am being sued. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, about a month before I wrote this, at the end of September 2019, a straight pride parade was held in Boston. It was organized by a coalition of fascists, outright neo-Nazis, and Milo Yiannopoulos. During a powerfully sad press conference for the event, one of the organizers was asked, "What do you say to taxpayers who want to know why you're wasting the city's resources because you three guys can't get laid?" The organizer responded, "The world is clown world. The world's gone crazy because there's nothing wrong with being straight."
What?
Great.
Okay, man.
Okay, man.
You know what?
Well, at least it's very lucid.
Right on.
And like a clear thought.
Yeah.
Like really an answer.
Really a solid answer. Several attendees at the parade were photographed dressed as clowns. Two men wore honkler costumes, complete with green face paint. Oddly enough, the counter-protest to this event also included clowns. While activists
well,
on the ground, yeah, it really is.
Great.
While activists on the ground battled with the Boston police, who went a little bit nutfuck on the demonstrators, online anti-fascists started flooding Twitter and other social media apps with pictures and footage of large groups of clowns, tagging the footage as part of the straight pride parade. It wasn't, of course. This was just unrelated clown footage. But that's where things sit now. We've gone from activists dressing as clowns to keep each other's spirits up, to marching in clown costumes to counter serious uniformed neo-Nazis, to fascist demonstrators willingly dressing themselves as clowns while online anti-fascists flood the internet with fake clown footage in order to distract from their real event.
Seems
you guys excited about
that's fun.
Where we are?
What a fun little episode. What a fun thing.
I'm more excited about where we're heading.
What a roller coaster I went on regarding clowns.
Yeah.
Hating clowns. Starting to like them. Back to hating them. Even more than I hated them originally. Mm-hmm.
I do hope that what we see 2020, if this evolution continues, is two large groups of functionally indistinguishable clowns beating each other in the street while the police just go, "Who do we tear gas?"
Yeah.
I guess everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's what we call a civil war.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that false equivalence that you're helping a little bit, where it's like it's like the sneetches. You keep you switch.
The sneetches?
Sneetches on beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Or you keep switching back and forth, and then you're like, "Well, who's the clown? What are you protesting for or against? Oh, you're a fascist, but I'm not.
Yep.
But to you, I am. I guess we're both clowns now.
It's great.
That's not. I disagree. Sorry.
Well, I hope this was helpful.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a new enemy.
Yes. Clown still. Speaking of clowning.
Mm.
Oh, he's going to do one more?
I'm going to try it.
I don't think
you're
going
to do it. Don't try. Do it.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you for believing in me.
Absolutely.
I'm start off by going down.
Not a bad decision.
Katie, I gave you the machete.
I can't. I'm specifically non-violent.
Cody, get the machete.
The machete scares me.
Dan'l has the machete.
Dan'l, you be careful with that machete.
Sophie, make sure the OSHA guy doesn't come in. All right. I'm going to do this like Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Well, that wasn't great. Well, guys, it's another episode done. Another miserable failure.
In the bag.
We did it. You did it, Robert.
You guys have some pluggables to plug?
Fuck yeah.
Daniel's still holding that machete.
Yeah.
Check out our new show, Worst Year Ever.
Yeah, Worst Year Ever here on iHeartRadio.
Also, our podcast, Even More News. That's the one that Cody and I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Cody.
There's a YouTube show called Some More News.
That's right.
You can check out video versions of the news. You can help support that by going to patreon.com/somemorenews.
So much to check out.
So much to check out.
And if you want to endanger the people around you by throwing breakfast food recklessly, Thomas, breakfast like no other, the original Nooks and Crannies English muffin.
Those are so good.
He threw Nooks and Crannies.
That's because I love you. You can find this podcast at behindthebastards.com. You can find t-shirts on TeePublic. You can find me at @bastardspot. And you can listen to The Worst Year Ever, the podcast. That's about a year that's not going to be very good.
Do it. You're going to love it.
Cool.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.